Vayter and Shasrim of Akamad of Kufal, picking up on the very top of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Hanosin Eitzim L'Charosh, Lasasim Kisei. If someone gives wood to a carpenter to make a chair, Vasim Safsal makes a bench, Safsal or bench, Vasim Kisei, and he makes a chair. Basically, not doing what you want. Ebmeir Obermeir says, Nosin Lo Deme Eitzav, he has to pay him, the carpenter has to pay the value of the wood. Basically, like he bought it off him, basically, you know, the wood. Rehuda Omer, Im HaShevech Yaseh L'Yetziah, if the improvement of this wood is more than the expense of making the chair, then Nosin Lo HaShevech, the carpenter pays the expenses only of the wood, but not his fee. Fimei Yetziah Yaseh L'Shevech, but if the expenses are more than the improvement of the wood, then Nosin Lo HaShevech, he has to pay him only the improvement. This continues on like we saw in the Mishnah, that he's the Rehuda of the opinion that an Uman who goes off the instructions, what he was told to do, he doesn't get the thing he was making. He just gets the expenses or the improvement, whichever one ends up being less. Moder Meir's maskim that Ibn Nasim Nitzim Lachars, Lasas Mim Kisei Na'at. If he gave him the wood in order to go make a nice chair, Vasim Kisei Kar, and he made an ugly one, Safsal Nav Asa Safsal Kar, Ima Shevach Yasa Litzia, if the improvement to the wood is more than the expenses of making the chair, the bench, and Nosin Lo Deme Yetziah, he gives him the expenses. And if the expenses are more than the improvement of the wood, then he has to pay him only the improvement. So, says Gemara, Yibayilu, in fact, the Gemara, Yei Shevach Samanim Alatzemer, or Ein Shevach Samanim Alatzemer. Rashi explains that we're basically asking, is Chazusa Milsehi or Lav Milsehi? That is, that the dye, that when you go ahead and it gets improved by putting dye, is it considered something that's there on the wool, or is it not considered something that's there? If yes, if Chazusa is Milsa, then that means that we look at it like it's still there. And if it's not considered, right, that you see it, and yeah, it's right there. And if it's not considered Milsa, then we say that since the dye is already absorbed into it, it's not, it's just like it doesn't exist anymore. Hey, Chidami, now what exactly is the question? Elam of the Gaza someone, if you want to talk about where somebody stole the dye, Vidakinhu Usiranhu Vitsava Bahen. Then he took it, he ground it up, and he soaked it, and then he dyed his wool with it. And then we want to know whether the original owner can come and get it back. Tapaklemishum Dekninhu Bishinoi. Then let's just say that the Ganav acquired this dye. Manavshach, why? Through the idea of change that they went through his grinding up and all that. So that can't be the question because the owner can't go and demand that he gets that back. It's what is the question then? Only where he stole this stuff, that is the ingredients, it was already in water, meaning it was dye, and then he dyed his stuff. My, what's it then? Yeshavach Samana Gabit Semer, the Amar Le Havli Samanoi Dishak. Is the fact that it became better considered something that's on the wall right now that the owner can say, give me back my dyeing stuff, and you know, that's all I'm looking for. Maybe this improvement that came to the dye ingredients is not considered something on the actual wall. The Ganav can say, there's nothing of yours that I have over here, therefore I'm not chayv to return anything to you right now. In fact, the Gemara army, they say, hold on 1 second. V'i ain shevach saman al gabi tzemer. If you say it's not considered like it's something right there, right? Then mi matzi amalei les lach gabay lo midi. I have nothing of yours by me. Namalei havli samamanai b'afsadidhinu. The owner can just say, give me back the dye ingredients that you destroyed, that you got rid of so far. Even if you don't have chazusa, you have to at least pay the material, the ingredients that you stole. So the Gemara says, "Ela lahach gisa." Rather, so what's it then? We want to know the following: Ein shevach samanim al gabe atzemer uboy shlumele. Do we say is the fact that the improvement came about through this dye not considered on the wall? Therefore, the Ganav has to pay him since the stolen thing is no longer here. Odil mi yeshevach samanim al gabe atzemer. Maybe there is a considered on it. Varmele, and then the Ganav can say to him, "Haman chikamach shaklinu." Here you go. It's sitting right over here. Come along and take it from me. Take this, you know, this wool. Frankly, Gemara, Shaklinu, he said, take the dye off the wool. But my Shaklinu, how's he going to take it? But Tzfon, you want to see he's going to put some sort of detergent over there? Tzfon, Abu Me'abu. that's going to remove all the dye from the wool. Hashav Lovid, but it's not going to bring you back the dye. He's not going to have the dye anymore. All he's going to have is now clean wool that he never wanted in the first place. All he wanted was his dye. Elohach Maskin, and what are we talking about? Okay, going to Gozot Semer Vesemer Dechad. We're talking about where he stole wool and the dye ingredients, and both those belong to one person. If it's Savi Lahut Semer, behind someone, he died that Semer with those spices that he stole it from, with those dyes that he stole it from. Because Mader lay near lay the Semer. And now he's returning the dye with the wool together. So now the Gemara wants to ask the question, obvious question. The question we've been asking, Geshava Samana Gabe Semer, become Mader lay Samana Vitsemer, he's not giving them both it. Odilma Inshava Samana Gabe Semer, you don't have the Vitsemer, Mader lay, give back the Semer, but Samana Loma didn't give that. Therefore, he owes him the actual dye. Amri, Frekta Gemara, Tape lay, Diakar lay, Nea lay, Bidame. Why don't I just say that even though he owes him both these things, the value actually goes up when he put the two things together. And therefore, once he did that, now he's good to go. It says, come on, Lotzricha dissolved Tziva. We're talking about the case where the dyed wool, became cheap, so that the value of it going up to the wool doesn't equal the value of what it was before, you know, the dye when it was stolen. So the dye is no longer considered there, then he's going to pay him for him. Vibay Seima, he's going to Tziva Bu Kupa. Or we're talking about a case that where the ganav dyed a monkey with it, not wool. And in this case, this dye brought, there's no shevach that happens now. It's not like the monkey is better now because of that. Rashi says, goes a kof, a saman of itself, a kof. That thing didn't end up going up in value. Ravina mar, hachab maiskinan. What are we dealing with? Can you go into Semer? We're talking about a case where the dye, the wool belongs to one, and the dye, the ingredients of the dye, belongs to someone else. And a monkey comes along and dyes that wool with those ingredients. Do we say that there is considered on Shemach on the Tzemer? And therefore the owner of the dye can say to the owner of the wool, give me back my dye ingredients, because you have them and they're mine. It's not considered like that. I have nothing that belongs to you. What do you want from me? Okay. So now this is what the questions are. Now the Gemara tries to figure it out. Toshima. Begets is full of klipa arla yudalik. If you have a beget, a cloth, a clothing, that was dyed with the peels of a fruit of arla, that has to be burned up. You got to light it up. Right? It says klipa gozim or shar peiros aval. Klipas eitz lo, dein arla elba Paris, it's only with Paris. Alma chazusa milsi, it must be that chazusa, its appearance actually is considered something, and now apply that to all the cases that we brought up before. So it's a Gemara, Amarava. Rava says, lav dafka, hana hanira le'inayim aser Torah. When it comes to arla, the Torah asered hana, that's going to be through the eyes. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Arelim lo ye'achel. The Pasuk says, talking about arla. The fruits are going to be ushered to you. They're not able to be eaten. How do you not get enough from it? You can't die with it. You can't paint with it. And you can't light a fire with it. Tamad lomar. The fact that the pasuk says, and you should treat its fruit as usher, and they're going to be usher to you and not allowed to be eaten, that's coming to include everything over there, man. So we don't have a riot from that. Toshma, let's try again. Begs him to arrive from Orla, because that's a specific, that's Chazusa by Orla is its own shtickle. So that's Gemara. Toshma, beged shesfo beklibi shivyas yidalik. Someone who dyes garment with the peels of Shemitah, that's got to be lit on fire. Must be Chazusa is considered Milsa. So it's going out of Raya. Shania sounds different. Tamarka, Tihiyah, it shall be. Pasuk says, Ki Yovel, He Kodesh, Tihiyah, Lachem, it'll be to you. Ki Bavyasate, it shall remain as it is in its Kedusha, even after it's been used in order to die. Peep, turn the page. Kof Allah from a base. Rava Rami, Rava says, we got a problem. Today we're looking at a mission. Arla begets its foe, beklipa arli dalek. You light on fire. Alma chazus and milsi is considered something. Ramina, but another mission says, revias dam shenivel babayis. If a quarter lug of dam was of a dead body was absorbed into the floor of the house, habayis tame, the house itself, now has become tame. Right? It makes its tumas ohel, to all the kelim that are in it and the house with it. V'amrila, and some say, habayis tahor, the house is actually tahor. V'lo pligi, they're not actually arguing that it's habikelim, the havumekara, the one that says tameh is talking about the kelim that were in the house originally when the blood was still in the form of liquid before it got swallowed up. How became the slibsov when we're talking about it came after the fact. Now, nivla b'ksus, if the blood of the dam get absorbed into a garment when it came into the house, roin, we have to see, im miskabeses aksus, v'yotzim en revias dam, if you can wash it and this revias of blood can come out, then tameh is considered tameh. V'im lav, but if it doesn't come out tahor, then the house is going to be tahor. Oh, what do you see? That a chazusa is not considered something over here. It's not just lav milsehi. Yeah. Even though the thing still looks like dam itself, but if it doesn't come out, it's not considered something. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Mikula Revias Shanukan. This teaching, one of the kulas, one of the leniencies that come to a revias, a revias of dam. B'dam tevusa d'rabanan. It's talking about tevusa dam, which they say d'rabanan. Rashi says, what's tevusa dam? It's a revius of dam that came out of a person who got injured as he died. And we're mesupik, we're not clear in this matzah of whether the entirety came out while he was still alive, and therefore it's dam tahor, or whether it came out after he's dead, which is dam tameh. So, generally speaking, we say that what comes out is that chazusa is something which is chashev. So dam that clearly comes out after death, which is midoraisa, able to make tuma through tumas oil, would transmit this tuma even to revius that couldn't be washed out of the cloak of the garment. So too, a garment that was dyed with the peels of arla fruit would have to be burned. Vayter, Rava Rami, Rava brings a bit of a contradiction. Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah and Shavuos. Mimin hatsovin, from dyes, sfiche sotim, stim, vikotza. Aftergrowth, and these are all different things that come up in the Mishnah. That is, mimin hatsovin, sfiche, stim, vikotza, ish lemis shavuos, vilitameim shavuos. That is, dyes. Sviche is a sviach, the stuff that grows after growth. Stantum is called safflower, and kotza is a type of plant called woad. All of these things are considered shmita, v'kedusha shmita, and the money that's paid for them also has kedusha shmita. Yesh lahem biur, v'lim demehem biur. They fall into the category of biur. That is, we know the halacha that you could use this stuff only until the time of removal, and the stuff is no longer out in the fields, and it's got to be burned. Yesh lahem biur, l'demehem biur, also their money also. Alma, Eitzim yesh bahen mishum kedusha shvias. Comes out that eitzim, these are the type of things that are considered eitzim. They're not really, they're not considered like plants and things like that. But im kolzeh, they still have that category. They're like shmita or menu. But we say we have a contradiction. It says in Braisa, ale kanav ale gefanim. Cane reeds and leaves of gefanim of grapevines. Shegibavan becheve. That somebody gathered from the fields and they put it into storage. Liktan l'achila. If you gather them for food, yesh b'm shum kedush shvias. That has kedush shvias. Lays them for wood, ain't b'm shum kedush shvias. And it does not have kedush shvias. So what do you see? That Eitzim does not have kedush shvias. We just said that it does. Mishani answers, Amakra, even the pasuk when it says, by shmita stuff, li'achla. There's a stuff is to eat. Mishanasu b'yero shavin. Now, it's coming to tell you that Shemitah Kedusha is only with stuff that whose Hana'a is at the same time of its being eaten. Rosh is Dover, Shabashas, Hanaso, Kalamilam. The time of Hana'a is destroyed from the world. Yatsu Eitzim, Shanasam, Achabirim. As excluding wood, that the Hana'a of wood comes only after the fact, after it's already been burnt up, then you start to get the Hana'a from it, you start to benefit from it. So says the Gemara, Vaha'ika Eitzim de Mishkan. What about like from the word Mishkan? Mashuach, right? Which means to say, oily wood. That the hana that we get comes at the same time while it's getting burnt up. It's not like it's totally burnt and then it's gone. Rather, as it's burning, you're getting hana. Amarava. So Rava comes along and says to that, beep, turn the page. Go base and a base. that Stam Eitzim La'asaka Heimam Dem. Wood in general is there in order to be burnt and not to be used as Lahadlik, as like a candle to be able to go ahead and as some sort of torch. So therefore, don't bring it around from there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.